Hello, my name is Heather. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, it's kind of a different sort of a... I had my husband's recently had a major surgery, and he's got some pretty tricky, and we've managed to stay out from under this darn thing. We've had three family members since Christmas COVID. All our neighbors have had it. I mean, I don't know how we've managed to keep out, except we don't go out of the house hardly. Anyway, I had been at it trying to get an appointment for, I'm in Russell County, trying to get an appointment for the COVID vaccine. And we don't have much vaccine over in this part of the state at all. I mean, it's a monumental task to get an appointment. I kept on and on and on and on. I finally, in January, got an appointment for both of us for March 8th. Yay. I've got an 86-year-old mother that I've got to go to North Carolina every 2 months to see about, check on, take care of, because my dad just recently died. So that's made it even trickier. I'm walking a real tight wire not getting this. I've had to stop working. So I don't endanger either one of these people. Anyway, we get an appointment for March 8th. Yay. Okay. We're seeing some progress. And then all of a sudden, 2 weekends ago, I get a... and apparently there was some kind of updates to the appointment system. I get an update on my appointment, and it's been moved to August 19th. I'm like, you've got to be kidding. Then I get an update on Sunday that, oh, now it's been updated. My husband did too, and my friend that was making appointments with us. The updates, and it got changed to April 29th. At 11:15, then I got another update. It's been changed to 10:30 on the 29th. Why in the world did we get moved from March 8th to August 29th? We're both over 65, and it suddenly jumped us from March 8th appointments all the way to April 29th.
Right. Now, that information I don't have. Here at our center, we provide locations for testing sites. There's a different number that you would call about appointments for vaccine, and I can give you that number.
Yeah, because when I called our local health department that Tuesday, it was right after President's Day, she said, you know what? She said, I don't know. We discovered it was doing that over the weekend, and our phone numbers didn't work for the places to call to find out what's going on. She said, mm-hmm. We have absolutely no idea why it did this. We don't know why it's jumped all of you way back like that. She said, we can't get any answers about it.
Right. Okay, well, let me give you the phone number for them. They may be able to answer your questions.
Okay.
Okay, so their phone number is 855.
Okay.
566.
566, okay.
5333.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem. Was there anything else that I could do for you?
Oh, that's the thing I thought. This is ridiculous. We can't wait till the 29th to get this shot. And we can't go. We're on the border with Columbus. We can't go to Columbus and get it because, A, they don't have any vaccine either. And,
right.
You know, it's they're not taking people from Alabama. It's only Georgia, just like we aren't. So.
Right. Well, I hope I've been able to help. If you do need more information, of course, you know, we do have information on the Alabama Department of Public Health.org's website or the CDC.gov's website. And I do want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thanks. You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.